And I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is with us speaking of the arts. He writes about arts and education for the Santa Fe New Mexican. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, good morning. Thanks. Mostly education, but a little bit of arts.
Yeah,
and I'm always delighted to be here, as well as dilapidated.
Dilapidated. All right. And Karen Kane is with us. She is from the New Mexico Street Homeless Animals Project. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks,
good
Mary Shawna.
So you are doing this cool thing right now, which is you are basically raising money to help homeless people who have pets. And there's a lot of people, as everybody has probably seen who's walked around town, who have dogs, who are their real helpers, companions, through thick and thin, and you help them out.
We do, Mary Charlotte. We've been doing this for years, and we work out on the streets of Santa Fe with homeless folks who have companion animals, folks that are out there 24/7 on the streets of Santa Fe with animals. We spay, neuter, leashes, harnesses, vet care, preventative, so that we can keep this human and this non-human animal together. Because for many of these folks, these animals are their family, their only companion.
So you are doing a couple of things to help, and the public can help, and we are inviting the public to help. Namely, one of the things that's going on is that there's these Christmas trees all around town where you can hang little ornaments on them. How does that work?
What it is we had done it last year, and we have 12 spots this year. It's grown from 7 to 12, and we would love for people to patronize these stores and restaurants. They're Charlie Brown Christmas trees, and we have ornaments on them with denominations from $5 to $100. We have envelopes, self-addressed, so all people have to do is go in, and we have a flyer. It talks about our program, and pick up an envelope and send something in to help these folks out there on the street so we can keep doing what we're doing.
Excellent. And these trees are located kind of all over the city.
They are. We have 12 locations, and we have Zia Diner, Cafe Fina, Counterculture, Pooch Pantry, Lucky Dog. Yes, Harry's Roadhouse, Tecatoo, Paws Plaza, Tulliver's, El Dorado Supermarket, Companions, and Utopia. And we are thrilled that they are willing and wanting to participate to help our mission out there on the street.
Karen, how do homeless people acquire these animals, particularly dogs, and why is it important for them to have them?
Robert, a lot of folks, they come upon them. So many people are traveling. People dump animals on the side of the road.
So they're homeless animals.
Homeless animals that pair up with homeless folks. And other situations, people leave domestic violence situations, leave many, many situations for people to end up out on the streets. So they take their companion because they're so attached, and that's their family.
Yeah.
So there are mental health issues, there are substance issues, domestic violence issues, a plethora. And again, for these folks, these are their family members.
So there's another opportunity also for people to make a contribution so that Smith Vet will provide veterinary care.
Smith Vet is our primary veterinarian, and they are amazing and wonderful. And we started with them many years ago, and we have a new opportunity. We are starting an emergency fund through and with Smith Vet, and we have a wonderful donor, supporter, friend who has given us this seed money, and we're hoping that other folks would be willing to match that, because veterinary care is our biggest expense, as you can well imagine.
I can only imagine, yeah.
Absolutely.
And there is a third thing that you're up to.
Yes, and this is huge news. We have now a vet out on the street. Her name is Leslie Iser. She's with El Dorado Clinic.
Uh-huh.
And we have been working to try to do this for many, many years, feeling that it was crucial to have someone out on the street firsthand. And she has signed up with us, and we are absolutely delighted. So she will be out there first response on the street working with our folks out there with their companion animals.
Excellent. So if people would like more information, they can go to facebook.com and look for Street Homeless Animal Project. It's in there. And do you also have a website? Well, actually, here's what you can do. You can write to nmstreethomelessanimalproject@gmail.com for more information. And Karen Kane,
phone number,
501. It's 505 is the area code, 501-4933.
And please, they can call me. I am a Luddite. I don't use the computer, and I would love to hear people
do you know how to use
via
your
phone.
Do you know how to use your own cell phone?
Not really.
Well, Karen Kane, it's just great to have you back on the show, and keep updating us with news as the months go by. And Merry Christmas to you and to all the folks you're working with.
Mary Charlotte, thank you. You've been a huge supporter of this program from the get-go, and we are eternally grateful. I love you. Thank you.
We love you and everything you do.
Thank you.
Robert Knott.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the weather outside is frightful.
It's actually kind of sunny.
Well, these martinis are delightful. I know that, but I love that song. It's Christmas time, Mary Charlotte. Are you happy? Are you excited?
Oh, it is?
Are you in debt?
I'm good.
All right, good.
You know,
yes.
I'm sort of like, oh yeah, Christmas. Oh yeah, gotta get ready. I did bring the tree inside.
Tree?
The tree, I got a Christmas tree. And then I left it outside, and then it got snowed on.
Huh.
And it looked all winter wonderlandy, but then I couldn't bring it because it would make a big puddle. So then I let it kind of dry in the sun, and then I brought the tree in and put water in the base, but I haven't put the lights on it yet.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I can come over and help you with the lights.
How about you?
I brought in some poison ivy because I had an itch for it, and I've decorated a little with mistletoe and such, but never mind that. Let's talk about what's happening around town for the arts.
Yes. Like the cat of the week.
Take it away. Here we go.
Cuddles is this week's featured cat. She is very sweet, well-adjusted, and playful. She gets along.
I get along.
With cat-friendly dogs in her foster home. Cuddles is a beautiful girl with a short coat and black-gray tabby markings.
Uh-huh.
And she's a kitten. She was born in June.
Oh, I'm little.
That's a little kitty.
You didn't tell me the character. That's why I'm ad-libbing.
What, your kitty purr, your kitten purr is different than your cat purr? Let's hear the difference.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, a little nuance in the meow.
Meow.
Like, okay, so this is like an adult cat.
Meow.
Like when my cats used to get mad at me and attack me. Meow. But a little kitty's like, meow.
Meow.
My name, what's the name? Cuddles?
Cuddles.
Cuddles.
So if you would like to adopt Cuddles, you can call Felines and Friends at 505-316-2281. Or you can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, or you can view him or any other kitty at fandfnm.org.
You're always plugging kitties. I love that.
I know, but...
Even though you're a doggy person.
We plug dogs, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, it's Christmas. The kids are going to be out of school today, so already parents are going to be pulling out their hair if they have any left to start with. But there's a lot of things...
Are you assuming that everybody has poorly behaved kids?
No, I'm suggesting that parents are poorly behaved. So, first of all, there's things you can do. For example, do you know about Christmas on the Pecos?
No.
It's in Pecos River Village. They take boat tours. 12 to 15 tours run between 5:15 and 9:30 every night through December. No tours on Christmas Eve. Visit ChristmasOnThePecos.com. I wonder what happens if the river's dry. Huh. Maybe they put wheels on a boat.
Yeah, that'd be good.
If you drove
an amphicar.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's those James Bond cars where they would, it would be a boat and then... It would get to the edge of the. It would get to the bank, and then the wheels would come out, and it would drive away.
Oh,
I always wanted one.
Does those really exist?
I think they do. Okay. I was told by a man many, many years ago who was trying to ask me out that he had one.
That's a good way to pick up a girl. I haven't heard that pickup line before. Madrid Christmas Open House. You just head right down New Mexico 14 to the beautiful little town of Madrid. Christmas lights decorate the street through Wednesday, December 24th. That's a beautiful place to go, and I always pop into the Mine Chef Tavern. I went there a few weeks ago on a Saturday afternoon. Maybe I was having one too many beers, but I don't want to say. Somebody took my photo, and they put it in, like, a national magazine, the Oregon State paper or something, talking about, like, the sleepy little town. And there's me dressed like a cowboy at the bar looking like a drunk.
That's
oh,
very funny.
I shouldn't talk about that on the air.
yeah, maybe you should really think twice about what you just said.
Okay, let's excise that and keep going.
Hey, you know what's happening tonight?
No.
It's another edition of the comedy show called The Lulls, and it's at 8 o'clock at Skylight. Andy Sell, Yedoye Yeti, Travis are coming from Los Angeles. They're apparently going to be political, vitriolic, and not too polite. Mary Bird from Albuquerque has been doing stand-up for a long time. And let's see, for some first-timers, Casey Hames, Luke Henley, and Lexi McAvinchy, and lots of jokes, and I think Maxwell Lucas.
There's a Celtic Christmas, if you're interested in such things. Do you know anything about Celtic people?
Yes, they're from the Celtic lands.
Oh, I see. You did that without looking up Wikipedia. On Saturday, they're going to be doing a show at the Scottish Rite Temple. It's really the Santa Fe Men's Camarada, the Coleman Academy of Irish Dance, and the Ann Slover Family Band. 2 o'clock is a reception. The show goes up at 3. You got to pay to get in. Discounts are available for kids. 988-1234, which, as we know, is the Lenzic. But the show itself is at the Scottish Rite Temple. Also, Clan Tinker is doing the Dream Train over at the Armory for the Arts. This is a really cool family group of circus performers. They do vaudeville, which I love. 2 and 7 o'clock on Saturday also. Perfect for the kids. Got to pay to get in. We don't name prices here on KSFR. We don't mention money at all unless we need some. I ask you to send it in. In fact, if you could write out a check to Robert Knott. No, better yet, make it to CASH. That's the acronym. I'd be very helpful. But never mind that. Anyway, the Clan Tinker is 2 and 7 p.m. at the Armory for the Arts on Saturday. And finally, there's the 4th Annual Flamenco Holiday Concert at El Museo Cultural on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. So there's a lot of holiday-related events going on, and I've just named a few.
Excellent. And,
Well, let's go back to the kitty cat. What was his name again? No, I'm teasing. on Sunday, oh, wait, weren't we going to talk about the Bauman?
Gustav Bauman.
Bauman, the Bauman puppet.
Bow, wow, wow.
You told me that a minute before we went in there, and I forgot all about it. All right, the Bauman Puppets. Those guys are going to be performing Sunday. Those guys are great. And there's a whole story in Pasta Tempo about this. And it's really the marionettes. They're not puppets. There's a big difference, and you know that, right?
Yes.
Tell me the difference.
Marionettes, you operate from above on strings, and puppets, you operate below with your hands or sometimes with other devices.
Huh. That must be both, because every woman I've dealt with have done both of those things. The New Mexico Museum of Art's annual holiday open house is from 1 to 4 p.m. Sunday, and the Bauman puppets are going to be doing their show. I think it's called A Visit from Uncle Gus, and it's a really cute show. It's about Freckles the marionette, who's a mischief maker, and his twin brother, Warts. I don't know how he got that name. And they're going to have a festival for Uncle Gus, but then Warts thinks he's not invited to the show, so he starts to create mayhem. Anyway, and then
mayhem.
They take... And then they... Well, monkey shines.
Monkey what?
Hijinks.
Oh. Okay.
So that's 1 to 4. Kids are going to love it. No charge. Museum of the Art on Palace Avenue. Come on down. Bring the kids. And then the marionetteers will answer questions from the kids.
And those are wonderful, wonderful things, those objects. The Jean Cocteau Art Gallery at the Jean Cocteau Cinema is presenting an exhibition of Donato Giancola's paintings, A Song of Ice and Fire, and New Works. And this is the artist who has worked very closely with George R.R. Martin, A Song of Ice and Fire. And his work is, it says, during the public opening reception, well, that was last night, but Donato will be available to sign the calendar, Song of Ice and Fire. And it's basically work based on the worlds of science fiction from George R.R. Martin, and all kinds of sketches and paintings and things like that. So it's really very, very fine, dramatic work that's based on the work of Caravaggio, De Ribera, Velázquez, Waterhouse, and Michelangelo is what it says here. So check it out at the Jean Cocteau Cinema.
Great. I think they're also playing A Christmas Story. Remember that 1981 or 1982 movie?
Yeah, there's a lot. I've got to find their announcements here of what all their movies are.
About the little boy who wants a Red Ryder BB gun. Do kids get BB guns anymore?
Well, not after what happened recently.
Uh-oh, I shouldn't bring that up. All right, let's get off the topic. My mistake. Let's go back and talk about kitty cats. That's always safe. Oh, another thing over at the History Art Museum where the
New Mexico Museum of Art?
Where the Bauman marionettes are hanging out.
Yeah.
They're going to have like a whole show of Bauman's cards, and there's a really good piece in Pasta Tempo about that. Okay, The Nutcracker. How often have you seen that show? Tell me the plot, and let's see.
I don't know. A lot. Over the years.
Well, brief synopsis, please, of what occurs.
Brief synopsis. I haven't seen it for a while, but these little kids go to try to open the presents under the tree when parents aren't looking, and they enter a magic fantasy world, which is basically the Nutcracker, which is just a little wooden nutcracker, comes to life and becomes the prince for this little girl.
Wait just a minute.
Named either Maria or Clara, depending on the production.
You're getting the plot wrong. You're talking about Alice in Wonderland.
No. Talking about the Nutcracker. And then that's just basically a vehicle for lots of dancing to occur.
Oh, they have a vehicle too. Maybe it's one of those cars that turns into a boat. Anyway, Aspen Santa Fe Ballet is presenting them. 2 and 7:30 p.m. Saturday, 1 and 5 p.m. Sunday. Nice piece by Michael Wade Simpson in today's Passatiempo. Lenzic Performing Arts. Got to pay to get in, but come on, bring the kids. There's so many things to do. This is so cool. And what about the walk of the Farolitos? Do you do that?
Well, usually it's cold, and I don't like cold, so I stay in front of the fire and, you know, drink hot apple cider and things like that.
You're telling me they ought to move it to the 4th of July just for you because of your climate change
problems? I'm thinking that they should just do it, and I'm going to stay home and drink cider. There are people who love the cold. I meet them all the time.
How can you meet them all the time if you're staying home by your fire?
Because they come inside from time to time.
I go to a house, I have to wait outside like a dog.
They come into the baking company and they say, "Ah, oh, I love the winter, the bracing chill." And I say, well, good for you. That's awesome. Santa Fe Watershed Association is having is giving an opportunity to adopt a piece of the river. And they've been listening to Cat of the Week so often that I think it sort of got in their head. And what Andy wrote to me was, a cute and cuddly reach of the Santa Fe River is available for adoption by any group or gathering of interested souls. These reaches have incredible resiliency and staying power and need just a little bit of loving care to make you feel welcome and secure in any season of the year. They are already house-trained. Become a sponsor of the river and keep our Santa Fe River vibrant, which is the point of this and very important to do, and a wonderful thing to do, adopt a stretch of the river. Call Gabby at the Santa Fe Watershed Association at 820-1696. You can also go to santafewatershed.org.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
It's Christmas Day and you don't want to stay in the house. Maybe you got a yen for some movies. And you've got a chance to go over to the Cinematheque at CCA and see the Jewish Film Festival, which includes Crossing Delancey, Annie Hall, which is Woody Allen, and The Producers, which is Mel Brooks. What a delightful day. I mean,
that's
you get
a great day.
That's like a triple feature and you get to go. They play at different times. I think it's like 2 and 4. Two of the movies are playing at the same time. I think you can see 2 out of 3 movies, but not all 3 movies. I don't know all the story about it, but go over to the CCA. Also, they're still playing The Homesman, which is a nice little dark picture with a great deal of humor with Tommy Lee Jones that I quite like, and Hilary Swank's terrific in it.
Excellent.
And Into the Woods opens today, if you care about the musical the movie version with Meryl Streep playing the witch.
Oh, okay. You know how a lot of art galleries have openings? Well, this one has having a closing. It's Jacobe Fritz Fine Art Gallery, and they're having a closing called Deconstructing Coyote. It's today from 5 to 7 with artists Tony Abeta, Bert Bernali, Chris Collins, Bill Dambrova, Jacques Fragua, and many more. And it's at 707 Canyon Road.
But they're not, the business isn't closing. They're just having a closing of the show.
Closing of the show.
All right, great.
Or 702 Canyon Road. 702 Canyon Road.
The terrific country group Buffalo Nickels playing at La Fonda tonight. Saturday night, the CNS Rock Show, which I get a big kick out of, is playing at El Farol at 9 o'clock. Jerry Carthy is at the Low and Slow Lowrider Bar at Hotel Chimayo de Santa Fe, downtown near the library, on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. to closing. And let's say it's Sunday night and you want to do something, you want to hear some music, Doug Montgomery is over at Vanessi, 6:30. Wiley Jim is at the La Posada de Santa Fe at 7. Tone and Company are going to be jamming at Evangelos, 8:30. That's a good band. Nacha Mendez will be over at El Farol. And Broom Dust Gospel Quartet, noon to 3 at the Cowgirl. So it's like Sunday afternoon. Maybe you've gone to see the Bauman Puppets and you want to go somewhere and have a drink and listen to some music. Head over to the Cowgirl.
Excellent.
What time is it?
It is 8:47 and 45 seconds.
And what's the weather forecast?
Yes. Don't forget to stop in at...
You're doing a radio show. Once in a while, tell people the time and the weather while they're driving.
You have to give me some notice so I can bring up the weather forecast page.
Why don't you just look out the window and say sunny and bright?
Why don't you do that?
My back's to the window.
Yeah, but you intuited it. Okay. All right. Don't forget to stop in at the 5th Annual Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market being held this weekend in the center court of the DeVargas Mall. At the market, you can make donations in honor of a friend or family member, such as a woman's coat for a resident of the Esperanza Shelter for Battered Families, or a prenatal lab test for a client of La Familia Medical Center, gas cards for Muchas Mamas, Muchas Madres, many mothers. That's a volunteer program providing help to new mothers, or even a pregnant goat for a Haitian family. So basically, the gift you really give is to the people who need it most, and then the person who you love and know gets a card saying that the donation has been made in their name. It's a beautiful thing.
This is beautiful. We're in very good feelings today, you and I. We're being very nice to one another.
I don't know why that is.
Oh, it's the holiday spirit. Kindness and charity and all that stuff.
Mm.
Did you talk about the Santa Fe Botanical Garden?
No, I did not.
Well, they have Glow. It's on Camino Lejo.
Oh, Glow.
Well, I am glowing. Don't look at me that way.
I know.
You really
look
got
at
me glowing
you.
Now.
You're blushing.
I'm glowing right
Robert
now.
Robert Knott is blushing.
They got a winter lights event running through January 3rd, but they're closed Christmas Day. They've got, get this, illuminated geodesic domes.
That's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had a case of that once, but some medicine cleared it right up. 5 to 8 p.m., and then they have Santa's Corner, 5 to 6:30, but that's...
Buckminster Fuller is rolling over in his grave.
Who?
Yeah.
Go ahead. 6:30 o'clock, Santa's Corner. 5 to 6:30 today. So the Botanical Garden, head on over there. I'll give you a phone number, 471-9103. By the way, if you pick up Generation Next this week, which I edit, it's on the Friday, New Mexican, you will see an all Christmas issue devoted to an interview with Santa Claus, Emily Davis's wonderful My View on Why She Loves Christmas in Santa Fe, and a little listing of animated holiday movies, which includes my favorite, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Do you remember that?
How could I forget? The song has been made famous by many. Is that what they were singing to you after that day in Madrid?
Nah, never mind that. I just thought of a funny story. Can I tell it?
Uh-huh.
Like, I was on your show like 10 years ago, and I said I wasn't feeling too good, and I said, I'm going to call in sick and go up to 10,000 waves, and you said... You don't think your boss is listening to the show? So I went up to 10,000 ways, and in those days, they had a payphone up there. Although it's hard to put quarters in when you're not wearing any clothes. And I called my boss to say I was sick, and she said, how's the waves? I came to work after I went to the sauna. Anyway, I was thinking of doing that today, but I suppose that'd be a bad idea now that I brought it up.
I'm thinking.
All right.
You can do it tomorrow. It's Saturday.
That's a good idea. I'll fix them. Now, wait a minute. I wasn't working tomorrow anyway.
Hey, the Rail Yard Artisans Market Holiday Fair is happening, and you can find that perfect one-of-a-kind gift from the heart made by a local artist. I think that's a wonderful thing to do, as well as the alternative gift market.
And that's Saturday, right?
It's Saturday from 10 to 4, and apparently Santa will be there, and will arrive at noon on Sunday. Now, wait a minute. Is it Saturdays or Sundays? It's Sundays, not Saturdays. Sundays. Right?
We get this wrong sometimes. Sometimes it's our fault, but actually I believe they're both days. But play it safe and go Saturday.
It says the 21st.
You're probably right. I think the gift market...
It's the 21st.
Yeah, the alternative gift market's over at DeVargas Center.
The alternative gift is DeVargas Center, but the artisans market is Sunday the 21st, and at 11, Roxanne Mercurio will be presenting a winter solstice ceremony at 1 o'clock. Santa Maria de la Paz Choir and Michael Combs will be playing. And apparently at noon, Santa Claus, him or herself, will be there with treats.
That's always good.
And an elf.
Wouldn't it be cute if the elf was a kitty, if it was Cuddles?
No, it'd be cute if it was a puppy.
You're right, because he'd be more acceptable to being petted. Winter solstice, did you touch on that over at the Chisholm's Museum? Sunday night. You can celebrate the longest night of the year with drums, bonfires, a farolito labyrinth, and storytelling.
Labyrinth.
Huh?
Labyrinth.
Don't confuse me by sending me into one of those mazes of dialogue that you always pull on me. And storytelling, 5 to 7 p.m. There is a suggested donation that's pretty small. I did this a couple years ago, and it was snowing lightly. It was such a beautiful event with beautiful bonfires. And then I lost my car keys, but somebody had driven me there, so I drove back, and then I went back and with a flashlight looking for my car keys all along the, what do you call it, the labyrinth?
Labyrinth.
Yeah. And the funny thing is I forgot I hadn't even taken my car to work, and it was back home with my keys, so never mind that.
Hey, go ahead.
No, I'm a Santa Fe Pro Musica Baroque Ensemble, music of Telemann and Handel. Traditional carols, 6 and 8 p.m., Monday. It's going to be at the Loretto Chapel. It's going to be nightly through Wednesday, actually. Got to pay to get in, but that sounds like a really beautiful program. All right, your turn.
No, I was just going to say, in addition, at the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival, they're having takeout Chinese food.
At the Jewish Film Festival.
At the Jewish Film Festival. Because Christmas, takeout Chinese food on Christmas is an American Jewish tradition. And they're having it at the CCA. I love that.
That's interesting. All right, are we done? Can we get off the air?
No.
Can we sing a song?
Yes, sing a song.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a swinging date. I hope spring is late. In winter, it's a marshmallow world. You ought to see you blushing, Mary Charlotte. You're so happy when I sing to you. You weren't paying attention to me. You're looking another way from me. You're always looking, checking out the art and talking to other people. I could sing for 4 minutes.
Sing for 4 minutes.
No, I don't want to sing for 4 minutes. You know what we should do? We should put in one more plug for the homeless puppy dogs.
Well, we could also talk about the fact that David Geist is playing tonight and tomorrow at Pronzo.
Okay.
At Geist Cabaret. Tonight he's joined by Robin Holloway, and tomorrow by Ron Newman. And he's also playing the day after Christmas and the day after that. So Friday the 26th with by himself, and then Saturday the 27th with Julie Trujillo. And
she's a good singer.
Always fun to go over to Pronzo and listen to David Geist and Broadway tunes and that nice sort of little more intimate room upstairs. And I like Italian food, being Italian, or at least half Italian. How about you, Robert?
I'm not Italian at all, and I love that kind of food. I eat all sorts of food. I'll eat Chinese food on Christmas Day.
Roberto Notto.
Yes. Hey, let's say that you want to help out St. Elizabeth's Shelter, which is a great nonprofit that helps people that need shelter. They want to get some clothing and toys, so tonight, the Blue Rooster, which is down on Marcy Street, is going to have a Back to the 80s Prom Christmas edition with DJs Punky Brewster's. Am I allowed to say that B word on the air? We won't. It's B-A-S-T-A-R Day Kid.
Yes.
And P-E-T. So it's 9 o'clock. Call for the cover charge. Tonight's an 80s thing. If you want to go back to the 80s, if you want to dance Come On Eileen and those other songs, that's for you. All right. Mary Charlotte's left the table so I can take over. Slowly I'll win over the whole town and eventually take over the world. I'll start right here at the Radio Cafe. Now listen to me very carefully.
Haven't left the table.
She's come back. What do you know about the Israeli dance at Oddfellows Hall Sunday?
That's at Sunday at the Oddfellows. Mm-hmm.
I just said that. I asked you what you knew. You repeated what I said. Okay, go ahead. Elaborate.
Yeah, it's Sunday at
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a suggested donation. The Oddfellows Hall is 1125 Cerrillos Road. It's a good thing you have me on here today.
I would agree.
All right, I'm glad you would agree.
Hey, at Collected Works on Sunday, local author Priscilla Stuckey will be talking about her book Kissed by a Fox, and we talked about that yesterday here on the air.
Huh.
Moderated by Christopher Johnson, who is a wonderful artist and poet. And let's see, and then the following Sunday, and I'm saying this because I'm not going to be here the day after Christmas, speaking of the arts, Marielle Nanasi, Executive Director of New Energy Economy, who we also had on the air this week, is going to be talking about the creation of a Santa Fe public power utility. So that's work with Mayor Gonzalez and the city and the city council. And you can show up both of those at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings at Collected Works Bookstore, which is a wonderful place to go.
And on Monday, there's Hanukkah on Ice over at the Chavez Community Center Ice Arena. Skating games, refreshments, lighting of a giant menorah, 4 to 6 p.m., and no admission. You do have to pay a small fee for a skate rental. There's just so much great stuff to do with your family going into Christmas, as well as taking care of little doggies who need that help.
And let's see. I'm just going to check real quick what's happening at what else is happening at Collected Works Bookstore. Let's see.
Oh, can I mention?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, the only other thing is on Tuesday is Children's Holiday Story Spectacular with authors reading starting at 10 o'clock, and that's on Monday morning.
Max Friedenberg was a good person, a terrific artist, a theater character, musician, promoter. He did pass away earlier this year, and Warehouse is going to have this memorial concert for him tonight, 6:30. Warehouse is over at 1614 Paseo de Peralta. There's going to be a lot of different groups playing. There's going to be a raffle, a local art show. Donations will benefit his family. So 6:30 tonight, Max Friedenberg, I miss you.
Yes, we could have a big memorial for a lot of the people we've lost this year.
Yeah, including, isn't that interesting?
I know, including Ted Flicker.
I know.
A great,
Rima
great
Miller,
artist.
Rima Miller, who's a good lady, and Lois Viscoli, and Lois Gary, and God, all good people.
Well, listen, everybody.
What? Am I going to sing?
Yes, you are, but, you know, I just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. Here's what we're doing on this side. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to play an hour-long show, but I won't actually be here live on the day after Christmas.
But why am I showing up then?
I don't... That's really between you and your God. But the day before New Year's Day, the 31st, I will be here with Rob DeWalt, speaking of the arts, and we're going to do it on New Year's Eve, Wednesday, instead of Friday, because there's lots of New Year's Eve things going on, and so we wanted to do Speaking of the Arts 2 days early.
That's nice. I'm going to celebrate my birthday a day or two early, too.
Excellent.
I know.
Well, you can come.
On the 31st?
Babapalooza.
Well, I'll do my best to be here. It depends on what happens the night before when I turn a certain age.
Go to Madrid.
Probably will be.
All right, Robert Knott, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. Robert
Lady,
Knott,
I love you. Thanks for
having
me. Speaking
on the arts.
There's your little monkey ready to go running out into the field and cause mischief.
And monkey?
Yeah. I'm
do you mean by monkey, do you mean puppy?
No, I'm a standard chimp.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
I know that. I've been on
We're
it with you.
On the web at ksfr.org, or streaming KSFR, and we are podcasting from santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Boyle Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the local news, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista, and...
Ciao.
Oh.